Writer's block. Writer's block is a condition where a writer struggles to produce new work, often feeling stuck, uninspired, or unable to generate ideas. It can manifest as difficulty starting, completing, or finding the right words for a piece, and may be caused by various factors like stress, self-doubt, perfectionism, lack of inspiration, or external pressures. This is my current situation. After nearly 20 years of blogging, I find it increasingly challenging to discover new topics to explore. I have chronicled numerous events from my life, and I am exhausting compelling subjects. I am an ordinary individual, not someone who accomplishes extraordinary feats. I do not leap tall buildings or halt speeding bullets. I am simply who I am. I have tried searching many writing prompts, and unfortunately, many do not motivate me to write about the topics presented. Often, I find that the themes are either too narrow, lacking in depth, or simply do not resonate with my personal interests and experiences. I've explored various sources hoping to discover something that sparks my creativity and ignites a passion for writing. However, it seems like a never-ending quest to find the right prompt that can truly inspire me and lead to a fulfilling writing experience. Maybe it is the introduction of AI in my writings that has led to this unsettling feeling. Recently, I have used AI many times lately, experimenting with various tools and techniques to enhance my creative process. However, I am beginning to feel that it is not me who is truly writing anymore. Instead, it seems as though my authentic voice is being overshadowed by algorithms and machine-generated suggestions. This has raised questions in my mind about the essence of creativity and individuality in an age where technology can mimic human thought. I find myself longing for the raw, organic flow of ideas that used to come so naturally, all while wondering if I can reclaim my unique perspective amid the growing influence of artificial intelligence. Maybe it is the discomfort I am experiencing in my right hip for over 2 months, a persistent ache that has begun to affect my daily activities and overall quality of life. The doctors say it is arthritic degeneration, a term that feels daunting when I consider what it implies for my future. Examination showed that my hip joints are okay, which is a relief, yet the source of my discomfort remains elusive. Despite my efforts with exercises and physical therapy, which I approach with hope and determination, there has not been much change. The stiffness and discomfort linger, casting a shadow over my optimism. I am beginning to think my age is catching up with me and this is something I will have to accept, yet I refuse to let it define me completely. I find myself reflecting on the importance of staying active and engaging in life, even as I navigate the reality of this new limitation. Maybe I just need to take a break for a while and see if that helps. Writing is becoming more like a job than a task that I have enjoyed throughout the last 20 years. Is burnout raising its ugly head like it did 20 years ago when I retired from the working world? I find myself struggling to put words on the page, feeling pressured by deadlines and expectations rather than inspired by creative impulses. Perhaps stepping away for a bit will allow me to rediscover that initial passion and joy I once felt, helping me to break free from this cycle of stress and regain my enthusiasm. It's important to remember that creativity often flourishes in moments of rest and reflection, and I hope that this time away will renew my spirit and reignite my love for the craft. Therefore, that is where I am at the moment. I am just going to wait and see what direction I end up going. Life has a way of taking unexpected turns, and sometimes I find myself pondering what the future holds for me. Oh, I wrote this at 4 in the morning, a time when the world is still and my thoughts seem to flow more freely. I do not have any problem going to sleep, however, my problem is staying asleep after 3 or 4 hours of sleep, then I often wake up feeling restless and unable to return to sleep. Perhaps I need to explore some methods to calm my mind and body, to create a more restful atmosphere that will allow me to drift into a deeper sleep without interruption. Only time will tell the direction I end up going.